Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhaktavinda Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhaktavinda Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhaktavinda Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila Chapter 13 Text 137 Anyera Hridaya Mana Mora Mana Vrindavana Mane Vane Ekakari Jani Taham Tomara Paradvaya Karaha Yadi Udaya Tabe Tomara Purna Kripa Mani Anyara Hridayaman Mora Mana Vrindavan Mane Vane Eka Anyara Hridayaman Mora Mana Vrindavan Mane Vane Eka Kari Jani Didn't quite get that. No. Won't make it that way. Anyara Hridaya Mana Mora Mana Vrindavana Mane Vane Eka. No. Anyara Hridayaman Mora Mana Vrindavan Mane Vane Eka Kari Jani Tahan Tomara Paradvai Karaha Yadi Udai Tabe Tomara Purna Kripa Mani. Speaking in the mood of Srimati Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "For most people, the mind and heart are one. But because my mind is never separated from Vrindavan, I consider my mind and Vrindavan to be one. My mind is already Vrindavan, and since you are like Vrindavan, will you please place your lotus feet there? I would deem that your full mercy." Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Only when the mind is free from designations can one desire the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The mind must have some occupation if a person is to be free of material things. His mind cannot be vacant. There must be subject matters for thinking, feeling, and willing. Unless one's mind is filled with thoughts of Krishna, feelings for Krishna, and a desire to serve Krishna, the mind will be filled with material activities. Those who have given up all material activities and have ceased thinking of them should always retain the ambition to think of Krishna. Without Krishna, one cannot live, just as a person cannot live without some enjoyment for his mind. text 138. Prananata Shunamora Satya Nivedan Raja Amar Sadhana Tahantomar Sangam Napailina Rahi Jivan. My dear Lord, kindly hear my true submission. My home is Vrindavan, and I wish your association there. But if I do not get it, then it will be very difficult for me to keep my life. Text 139. Purve Uddhava Dvare Ebe Sakshat Amare Yoga Gyane Kohila Upai Tumi Vigdagda Kripamai Janaha Amara Hridoy More Aiche Kahite Na Yuyai. My dear Krishna, formerly, when you were staying in Mathura, you sent Uddhava to teach me speculative knowledge and mystic yoga. Now, you yourself are speaking the same thing, but my mind doesn't accept it. There's no place in my mind for Jnana Yoga or Dhyana Yoga. Although you know me very well, you are still instructing me in Jnana Yoga and Dhyana Yoga. It is not right for you to do so. Purport. The process of mystic yoga, the speculative method for searching out the Supreme Absolute Truth, does not appeal to one who is always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. A devotee is not at all interested in speculative activities. Instead of cultivating speculative knowledge or practicing mystic yoga, a devotee should worship the deity in the temple and continuously engage in the Lord's service. Temple deity worship is realized by the devotees to be the same as direct service to the Lord. The deity is known as Archa Vigraha, or Archa Avatar, an incarnation of the Supreme Lord in the form of a material manifestation, brass, stone, or wood. Ultimately, there is no difference between Krishna manifest in matter or Krishna manifest in spirit, because both are his energies. For Krishna, there is no distinction between matter and spirit. His manifestation in material form, therefore, is as good as his original form, Satchit Ananda Vigraha. A devotee constantly engaged in deity worship according to the rules and regulations laid down in the Shastras and given by the spiritual master realizes gradually that he is in direct contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus he loses all interest in so-called meditation, yoga practice, and mental speculation. Text 140. Chittakari toma hoite vishaya chahi lagaite yatna kari nari kari bare tare dhyana siksha karaha lokaha sana mana stana shtana nakara vichare. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, I would like to withdraw my consciousness from you and engage it in material activities. But even though I try, I cannot do so. I am naturally inclined to you only. Your instructions for me to meditate on you are therefore simply ludicrous. In this way, you are killing me. It is not very good for you to think of me as a candidate for your instructions. Sounds like us. At least that last line sounds like us. Purport. Srila Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.1.11, Anya bilashita shunyam jnana karmadyanavritam anakulyena krishnanu shilanam bhaktir uttama. For a pure devotee, there is no scope for indulgence in mystic yoga practice or the cultivation of speculative philosophy. It is indeed impossible for a pure devotee to engage his mind in such unwanted activities. Even if a pure devotee wanted to, his mind would not allow him to do so. That is a characteristic of a pure devotee. He is transcendental to all fruitive activity, speculative philosophy, and mystic yoga perfect meditation. The gopis therefore express themselves as follows. Text 141. Nahe gopi yogeshvara parakamala tomar dhyana kari paibe santosh. Tomara vakya paripati tara madye kuninati shuni gopira aro bade rosha. The gopis are not like the mystic yogis. They will never be satisfied simply by meditating on your lotus feet and imitating the so-called yogis. Teaching the gopis about meditation is another kind of duplicity. When they are instructed to undergo mystic yoga practice, they are not at all satisfied. On the contrary, they become more angry with you. Purport. Srila Prabodhananda Sarasvati has stated, Chaitanya Chandramrita 5, Kaivalyam narakayate tridasa purakasha pushpayate durdan tendriya kala sarpapatali protkata dangstrayate vishvam purna sukayate vidimahendradis chakitayate yat karunya kataksha vaibhava vatam tangoram evastumaha. For a pure devotee who has realized Krishna consciousness through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the monistic philosophy by which one becomes one with the Supreme appears hellish. The mystic yoga practice by which the mind is controlled and the senses subjugated also appears ludicrous to a pure devotee. The devotee's mind and senses are already engaged in the transcendental service of the Lord. In this way, the poisonous effects of sense activities are removed. If one's mind is always engaged in the service of the Lord, there is no possibility that one will think, feel, or act materially. Similarly, the fruit of workers attempt to attain heavenly planets is nothing more than phantasmagoria for the devotee. After all, the heavenly planets are material, and in due course of time, they will all be dissolved. Devotees do not care for such temporary things. They engage in transcendental devotional activities because they desire elevation to the spiritual world where they can live eternally and peacefully and with full knowledge of Krishna. In Vrindavan, the gopis, cowherd boys, and even the calves, cows, trees, and water are fully conscious of Krishna. They are never satisfied with anything but Krishna. Text 142. Deha smriti nahi jar, samsara kupaka hantar, taha hoite na chahi udar. Viraha samudra jale, kama timingile gile, gopigane neha tara par. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, the gopis are fallen in the great ocean of separation, and they are being devoured by the timingila fish, which represent their ambition to serve you. The gopis are to be delivered from the mouths of these timingila fish, for they are pure devotees. Since they have no material conception of life, why should they aspire for liberation? The gopis do not want that liberation desired by yogis and jnanis, for they are already liberated from the ocean of material existence. Purport. The bodily conception is created by the desire for material enjoyment. This is called vipada smriti, which is the opposite of real life. The living entity is eternally the servant of Krishna. But when he desires to enjoy the material world, he cannot progress in spiritual life. One can never be happy by advancing materially. This is also stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 7:5:30. Adanta gobir vishitam tamisram punat punash charvata charvananam. Through the uncontrolled senses, one may advance one's hellish condition. He may continue to chew the chewed, that is, repeatedly accept birth and death. The conditioned souls use the duration of life between birth and death only to engage in the same hackneyed activities, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. In the lower animal species, we find the same activities. Since these activities are repeated, engaging in them is like chewing that which has already been chewed. If one can give up his ambition to engage in hackneyed material life and take to Krishna consciousness instead, he will be liberated from the stringent laws of material nature. One does not need to make a separate attempt to become liberated. If one simply engages in the service of the Lord, he will be liberated automatically. As Srila Bilva Mangal Thakur therefore says, Mukti Svayam Mukulitanjani Sevate Sman. Liberation stands before me with folded hands begging to serve me. Text 143. Vrindavana Govardhana Yamuna Pulina Van Se Kunja Rasadika Lila Se Vrajera Vrajajan Mata Pita Bandhu Gan Bada Chitra Kimane Pasarila. Translation. It is amazing that you have forgotten the land of Vrindavan, and how is it that you have forgotten your father, mother, and friends? How have you forgotten Govardhan Hill, the bank of the Yamuna, and the forest where you enjoyed the Rasa Leela dance? Text 144. Vidagda Mridu Sadguna Sushila Snigda Karuna Tumi Tomara Nahi Dosha Basa Tabe Je Tomara Mana Nahi Smare Vrajajana Se Amara Durdaiva Vilas. Krishna, you are certainly a refined gentleman with all good qualities. You are well-behaved, soft-hearted, and merciful. I know that there is not even a tinge of fault to be found in you. Yet your mind does not even remember the inhabitants of Vrindavan, this is only my misfortune and nothing else. Text 145. Nagani apana dukha deki rajeshwari mukha raja janera ridaya vidare kiva mare rajavasi kiva jayo vijayo raja asi kena jijayo dukha sa hai bare. I do not care for my personal unhappiness. But when I see the morose face of your mother, Yashoda, and the hearts of all the inhabitants of Vrindavan breaking because of you, I wonder whether you want to kill them all. Is it that you want to enliven them? Is it that you want to enliven them by coming there? Why is it you are simply keeping them alive in a state of suffering? Is it that you want to enliven them by coming there? Why is it that you are simply keeping them alive in a state of suffering? Text 146. Tomaraje anyavesha anyasanga anyadesha raja jane kabu nahi pai raja bhume chadaite tadite nare toma na dekile mare raja janera ki habe upai. The inhabitants of Vrindavan do not want you dressed like a prince, nor do they want you to associate with great warriors in a different country. They cannot leave the land of Vrindavan, and without your presence, they are all dying. What is their condition to be? Text 147. Tumi vrajera jivana, raja rajera pranadhana, tumi vrajera sakala sampat, kripardra tomara mana, asi jijayo vrajajana. Raja Udai Karao Nija Pada. My dear Krishna, you are the life and soul of Vrindavan Dham. You are especially the life of Nanda Maharaj. You are the only opulence in the land of Vrindavan. And you are very merciful. Please come and let them all live. Kindly keep your lotus feet again in Vrindavan. Purport. Srimati Radharani did not express her personal unhappiness at being separated from Krishna. She wanted to evoke Krishna's feelings for the condition of all others in Vrindavan Dham, Mother Yashoda, Maharaj Nanda, the coward boys, the gopis, the birds, and bees on the banks of the Yamuna, the water of the Yamuna, the trees, forests, and all other paraphernalia associated with Krishna before he left Vrindavan for Mathura. These feelings of Srimati Radharani were manifested by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and therefore he invited Lord Jagannath, Krishna, to return to Vrindavan. That is the purport of the Rath Yatra's cars going from Jagannath Puri to the Gundicha temple. So, simultaneously, the Lord accomplishes many things by his pastimes. He gives pleasure to the residents of Vrindavan by going back to Gundicha. Gundicha represents Vrindavan, and the Jagannath Puri temple represents Vaikuntha, where the Lord remains with the goddess of fortune. So, in essence, this particular pastime is showcasing the extraordinarily exalted position of the residents of Vrindavan, of especially conjugal love, but also because Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda are mentioned repeatedly here, also the rasa, the Vatsalya rasa is very highly appreciated. In the Vaikuntha planets, there is not this opportunity for Vatsalya rasa or Madhurya rasa. That is available only in Vrindavan. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving this type of realization. Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Tishena Maha. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami has described him as the most munificent, magnanimous personality. He's giving the highest type of realization or love of God very easily. That is the special, unique quality of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's Krishna, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya, but he's Krishna, but he's in the mood and complexion of Radharani, so he's Radha Krishna combined. That's even better than getting Krishna, is to get Krishna and Radha combined. Once, when Srila Prabhupada was speaking in Mayapur at the annual Gaur Purnima festival, he said that we worship Radha and Krishna. But he said, if someone's worshiping Radha and Krishna, but they're becoming lusty. Lusty because, generally this is, I would say, directed towards the men. If one's thinking that, yes, I will... He's thinking in a mundane way about the pastimes of Krishna and the gopis. In other words, more about the gopis. Then Prabhupada said, you should forget it and just worship Lord Chaitanya, because he's Radha Krishna combined, and you can't become lusty that way. So, the Sankirtan movement is in the same mood. This was brought up from here in Los Angeles. This idea was presented that Sankirtan is an extension of the same mood of Lord Chaitanya and giving the highest type of realization, and it was confirmed by Srila Prabhupada that this was a correct understanding. And so by engaging in this Sankirtan process, there's no need for the speculative process. There's no need for the mystic yoga process. Even there's no need for desiring to attain the Vaikuntha planets or karma, trying to go to the heavenly planets. They're considered like phantasmagoria. Everything is considered insignificant, not desirable for one who's engaged in devotional service. Why doesn't he want to perform, for example, mystic yoga, meditation? Because he's already meditating on the Lord. Deity worship is a better way of meditation on the Lord for us. In previous ages, meditation was more suitable, but in this age, that type of yoga practice is not practical. But deity worship is practical, and Sankirtan is very practical. It's a very practical way of entering into the most sublime realization of Krishna. After all, the great philosophers, or even the not so great philosophers, they're looking to try to find something stimulating for the mind. And sometimes they even think that, they even consider maybe God might be stimulating for their minds. But imagine how difficult it is to just, by the process of mental speculation, to try to figure out what God must be like. Especially when all that they've experienced so far in this world has been material. In other words, it's not even a spiritual process. Therefore, how can they get something spiritual out of it? And that process of speculation leads one only to the conclusion that the absolute truth has no form and has no qualities, no activities, no varieties. So it's very similar to the Shunyavadi idea of void, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi. Just imagine, if that's your conception of the absolute truth is void and impersonal, how much happiness you can get. But even the happiness from that is millions of times greater than the happiness derived from trying to enjoy this material world. So we can see our position. We're still attached to enjoying the material world. We're not even, in one sense, detached from that. So our position is, shall we say, we're in quite a vulnerable situation. Therefore, I've been thinking lately that if I were given the opportunity to go back to Godhead or stay in the material world and preach, I would prefer to go back to Godhead. And, well, it's not necessarily a credit to me, but it's just a consideration that the material energy is so powerful, and being so vulnerable, I could slip at any moment into the lower regions. And therefore, I'm thinking that if I were to get the opportunity, better to go back to Godhead and stay there for some time till I get fixed up. Then I can come back and preach. The association of all those liberated souls, it wouldn't hurt me at all. And then after some, not, you can't say time because there's no time there, but some eternity, after some eternity, or some portion of eternity, then if the Lord wants, or Prabhupada wants, that I come back and do some preaching, maybe I would be more fit. So I apologize for that. It would be probably better if I were more surrendered, willing to stay and preach under any circumstance, but at least that would be my thoughts. So I think we're Well, you can. You can come back if Krishna wants. Yeah, you're not forced. But if... Well, it's not... Yeah, there are some examples of pure devotees coming back for preaching purposes and for saving the conditioned souls. So Sankirtan devotees don't have to worry that if they go back to Godhead that they'll be cooped up there for, you know, eternity. If they want to come and preach, that opportunity is also available. So maybe we'll stop there. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.